Yeah, yeah, definitely. But here's what it would be. 6 feet tall, 5 o'clock, you know, stubble growing in.
George Michael.
Not George Michael, just stubble. You know, there'd be stubble, okay?
Have you thought about this before? Or are you just now thinking about it?
We're talking about it. No, 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 we're talking about it. I'll give it to you. Stringy, like kind of unkempt.
What?
Like James Gum?
No, I'll tell you like who.
Eddie Vedder.
No.
Brad Pitt?
I'll tell you the look. John Foreman, Switchfoot. Cool look. The lead singer is Switchfoot.
John Malkovich, that movie he does with Clint Eastwood when he plays that creepy president assassinator. That's what I picture when I hear long stringy hair.
That's not it.
Enemy, what is it called?
I don't know. I will tell you this. In a second, we're going to be telling you about the wives' tale stuff and the sleep positions.
Owen Wilson hair?
Kinda.
Not like that?
Kinda. There, I'll show you right now.
If you guys want to brawl.
I'm just like really trying to think.
Because I don't. If anybody says they want stringy hair,
yeah,
that
stringy
weird.
Doesn't sound like the right
it
word.
It doesn't sound like the right word, though.
Something good.
String.
I want really frizzy, dry hair.
Yeah,
really
frizzy.
Split ends.
Yes, a lot of split ends.
Let's see. All right, here's John Foreman from
Switchfoot.
Switchfoot.
Oh, yeah, that's money, like, dude.
That's
not stringy, bro.
It's not stringy.
That's golden locks.
Yeah, that's golden locks, and it's long.
That's like the shag cut we were talking about.
It goes past, if it was pulled up toward the chin, it would go to the chin.
Yeah.
Like if the bottom of your hair, if you grabbed it towards your chin, it would reach
Love
the tip
that.
Of your chin.
I'm going to try it.
My wife
had long hair.
My wife thinks that all those guys on, Grey's Anatomy are hot.
Well, obviously they are.
Yeah, but none of them have long hair.
No, but I think she likes that stubble thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, who doesn't?
The women like the stubble thing.
She hates the stubble.
It's not nice when you give someone a kiss, though.
Yeah.
That show, by the way, is emotional terrorism. I talked about it the other day. I walk in the room, and here's the scene. I walk in our bedroom, and Grey's Anatomy is on. On the show, is some guy who's been married to some girl, some woman, for 55 years, and the doctor comes out and his lip is quivering and he's like, a tear is pouring over his eye, and they're playing like,
and so it is,
yeah, stuff like that they play.
Yes, and I'm like, and I look at my
life.
I look at my wife, and she's laying in bed. Devastated.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she's devastated.
That is my favorite show, and I cry 99% of the time.
Mr. I had Sparza. It. Yeah.
She's not going to make it.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
That's
she's not going to make it. We did everything we could.
Don't even joke about something like that.
Don't tell me that, because this is the woman I've been with for 50 years.
It's not going to happen.
You don't understand. We've just saved up enough money to buy a lake house.
It's not going to happen.
Wait a second. You can't do this to us.
It wasn't me.
No!
It's a great show.
We had LaDainian Tomlinson in the studio, and I said, what's the biggest thing on your TiVo right now? And he goes, I have to admit it. It's Grey's Anatomy.
Unbelievable.
I go, are you I can't stand the show. This is playing. I go, I look over my wife. She's mashed potatoes. No. She's mashed potatoes.
Like, I cry to the point where it's like...
Yeah, yeah. She's like... So, she's heaving.
Yeah.
Yeah, like... And I go, Jihad! She goes, what? And I go, it's emotional terrorism. Yeah. It's
that is
emotional.
The worst thing you could do is come in and ruin a good cry like that when you're watching Grey's Anatomy.
It feels good to get a cry
out. It feels great.
Soap opera.
I'm telling you, dude.
Prime time.
But it's like... It's like kicking a guy in the nuts, and you're like, I can't believe that you're like buckling down.
Yeah, why are you crying?
Why are you crying? I'm like, it's unfair. It's not even fair the way that they get you. On
that's
that
honey
show.
In my ears, by the way.
The show, however, I do need to say, is going downhill.
Is it? That's what she said.
It is because Katherine Heigl's not on it anymore, which makes a huge difference because her character was amazing.
Couldn't tell you.
She was the
one
that made me
that
cry
show.
All the time.
She was a blonde chick named Izzy.
Then what they'll do is this song will be playing and they'll use the same song, but they'll switch to like different scenes of different characters. And the next character is a guy who's like telling this girl who he's engaged with, he's like, "Hey, I'm glad we could talk. I didn't know when we'd have a moment together. And I know your parents are flying out and everything. And it's going to be our big day. But I don't love you."
No one just says that.
Really? And they cut to two gay men.
Yeah, two gay guys. And they're like, "Well, I guess this is it then, right?"
Okay, apparently so.
I guess it wasn't what we thought.
Well, you need to get your stuff and get it out of here.
Before I do that, maybe we consider being friends.
I can be friends.
Can you?
Yes. Can you?
Can you?
This does not happen on Grey's Anatomy.
Can you? You are so catty.
This doesn't happen anywhere.
It doesn't happen. You're ruining the show. You guys would like it. There was one episode where a guy had like some sort of a tree syndrome and there was branches coming out of his bones.
Yeah, Woodsy is putting his both fingers in his mouth right now.
But it looks so real.
Branches.
I mean, that's a real, that happened. It's on the Discovery Channel.
They don't just make things
that's
up.
What Grey's Anatomy is. That's what Grey's Anatomy is. Tree guy. Tree guy.
That was one episode.
Sir. Yes. I can't believe I have to be the one to tell you this, but you're not just a patient.
I'm not?
You're like family to us.
I am?
Yeah, you are. And so I got to tell you something.
I just came to the hospital.
Can you sit down?
Sure. Yeah, I'll sit.
Life goes. Your son is no longer a maple.
He's not?
No.
What is he?
He's a cypress.
You are kidding me.
I'm not.
Honey, did you
jokes.
Hear that?
Honey. So it is. I mean, Renee.
Did you hear that? He's no longer a maple.
Oh, what is he, a sapling or something?
She's not playing along in this at all. No love. They wanted you to play along so bad.
She's out.
Sorry.
You can't make fun. That's a real thing.
It's writing things down.
The branch guy. I got branches growing out of my arms.
That's real.
He does. One guy got in asphalt when it was wet, and it dried in it, and they had to get it off. How do you get asphalt off of someone?
Chisel. When
I don't know, because I'm watching Man vs. Wild.
I'm watching The Office.
Okay, but listen. It's much more like these dramedy things that happen. It's much more likely that you'll get into a situation like that, and you'll be prepared for it than like... The Man versus Wild. Mikey, when are you ever going to be in that situation? I'm not talking Urban Survivor.
You have no idea how many times men are accidentally dropped into the Sahara.
Yeah, all the time.
Every
This weekend.
Let me tell you something. I know how to now use my forefinger and middle finger to tell you how many hours of daylight are left.
Really?
I can tell you which direction is south by using my watch and the sun.
Really?
Can you?
Because of Bear Grylls, yeah.
That's using awesome. Your watch?
Using my watch.
Okay,
you go outside when the sun's up.
I'll
test it right now. I'll test it right now. You go outside and you point the 12 at the sun.
Okay.
Halfway between the 12 and wherever the hour sign is,
right?
Is south.
Huh.
Wow. Look at true you, statement. Dude.
I learned that from watching.
But,
sounds
you, so you know that and you don't know what an even or odd number is?
Absolutely not.
What is 9? Yes,
I
dude,
guessed.
You nailed it.
I just said something.
50-50.
50-50.
12. Yes.
There you go.
We You're getting it.
I get it.
I thought we explained it in a good way the other day.
I will never understand it. I just said that, but I have no clue.
Anything that can be divided by 2.
Right. What does that mean?
Evenly.
You said that to me, and it was like you said, con glacias ombolevios.
It means, okay, we have one... big number of something, say 10.
Mm-hmm.
He's checked
it means
out already.
If we want to, if we want to divide that number 10 between you and I, two people, you get 5, I get 5. Right. Nobody gets extra.
Right.
All I know is that she started saying that, and I was like, "Pepper's holding a banana made out of rock."
We did it the other day in the car. I was talking to him, like, and I'm looking at him, and I'm like, grab him by the neck and be like, dude, divide it by two if it's coming out.
Yeah, my eyes glaze over like a shark.
What if you had a visual?
They roll in the back of my head like a shark about to attack. They go white.
Yeah. You need an abacus
or
something?
Yeah, an abacus.
Forget
exactly.
Wives' tales. Eight old wives' tales. Let's hear them. And,
okay,
and which
ones
are true?
You guys tell me if you think they're true or false.
Oh, they're all false, I bet. No, I don't believe in any wives' tale.
Not all of them are false.
They really are true.
Scientists did research.
Give them.
Okay. Ginger is good for upset stomachs.
True.
Probably true. Probably
that's
true.
That's why they give it to you at sushi restaurants.
True. That's why people drink ginger ale.
Yep.
It's good for seasickness as well.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
You guys are correct.
All right.
An apple a day keeps the doctor away.
True.
True.
Untrue. Doesn't do a thing for you. Maybe help you.
It helps you brush your teeth and wake up in the morning.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Good energy.
Sienna?
It is partially true. She's kind of overstating a little bit there, but the peel is a really good source of antioxidants, and it can lower your blood sugar, fight asthma and allergies, and prevent heart attacks.
You know,
however,
what's great about antioxidants?
If you have a stomach ache, you know, apple's not really going to help you.
You know what's great about antioxidants?
What?
No one knows what an antioxidant
is. But they're great, though. I want them.
Really great.
I want them.
Everyone wants them.
I don't want any oxidants.
I don't even really like blueberries, and I went to the grocery store yesterday, bought blueberries just because I know they have a lot of antioxidants.
They're high in antioxidants.
You're right.
I want them.
And you say that to people, and people are like, really?
Oh, well, good.
Well, I gotta get some.
Get them in me.
Mm-hmm. I told you once before, but you tuned out, so.
About blueberries?
About the antioxidants.
You tried to explain it, but you started going into that hay talk, you know, all that healthy bark
talk.
Hay and bark and twigs.
Yeah, she started talking about stuff and
twig
cells and all
kombucha
that.
Kombucha and kimonos.
I'm like, what is all that?
Have you ever heard honey speeds healing? If you have, like, a moderate burn.
Yeah.
On your body.
Makes
if you put honey on it.
Never heard it.
Mm,
do you think
good,
it's true or false?
I think that's absolutely false.
I think it's true.
It's dumb.
I know it gets things into your system quicker.
Yeah, honey.
If you take honey.
Yeah, you know what happens if you get a cut and you put honey on it? You know it gets into your system real quick? Honey.
Honey.
Well, it's true.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
It creates a moist antibacterial environment that promotes tissue growth.
Huh. Moist.
So you're telling me.
Yeah.
That if I get a little baby cut, I should put honey on it?
A burn. A moderate burn.
Really?
Hmm. Yeah.
Maybe it's a little like aloe.
Maybe use aloe.
Aloe.
Yeah. Maybe use Neosporin.
Yeah. I've never heard the honey one, but I have heard that if you get burned, like say, you know, you touch something hot on the stove.
Yeah.
You're supposed to put butter on it.
Yeah.
Have you guys heard that?
Yeah, my mom did that to me
That's
when
a good
I was little.
Bit.
Dude,
I did it too.
That cannot be good for you.
Yeah.
Why not?
Butter?
Why not?
Because it's got fat in it.
That's good for you.
Okay, true or false? Do you think that's true?
Putting
false.
Butter on a cut?
Yeah, do you think... No, a burn. Do you think that helps it?
Yes.
I do not. I think it's bad for it.
It does not.
Oh.
It tastes good, though.
People think it does. It does not.
Wow.
What about sleeping in air conditioning can give you a chill?
Yes.
This is one of the things your mom was talking... Or you said your mom was talking about.
Oh, a chill. Like you get like a cold?
Well, if you sleep in air conditioning...
That it'll give you a chill. What's a chill?
But like a cold. It gives like a cold. You a cold.
Give you a cold?
Yeah.
No
I say
way.
True.
No. Only way it can is if you don't have very good ventilation.
Yeah, I was going to say, if it's germs. A dirty filter or something.
And somebody with a cold is in your house.
It's behind the air conditioner, coughing into it as it's blowing into
exactly.
your face.
Exactly.
Well, they say that theory may be onto something because air conditioners dry out the protective layer of mucus along nasal passages, which likely allows viruses to infect you more easily.
Mm.
Living in Texas most of my life, we always had AC.
Yeah, of course.
And you lay there and you sleep at night with the AC on 50 like my wife likes it. And I would wake up with a sore throat every single morning without fail.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I kind of do too. But I love the air conditioner.
Yeah, I hate
cold.
The AC.
I love the ice cold.
It well.
Only
so
if artificial.
Only if the wife is next to me. You guys hate AC.
Oh, I hate it.
Are you kidding me?
What do you
I
do
haven't
in the
had
summer?
It. I haven't had it in however long I've lived out here, 6 years.
What do you do in the summer?
Open my
window. Open my window. Turn a fan on, maybe.
What if it's 90?
It's not at my house.
Yeah, not at my house either. You live by the
coast.
You guys living in Perfect Town?
You
What's
yeah,
it like
perfect.
In perfect?
We live in San Diego, and so do you.
Coastally.
Yeah, but I've had to turn... I had to go buy a fan. It was so hot in my apartment.
Oh, yeah. People, if you live inland at all...
If you're right by the coast, you're pretty
your
much
money.
Golden, yeah.
If you moved inland, though, you would, right? You wouldn't...
I wouldn't do that. You know that.
No,
I wouldn't
no.
move
you
inland.
You know that. That's why I live in San Diego.
Fluorocarbons, dude.
That's why I moved
Fluorocarbons.
Texas.
Yeah. There's no way. Either of them are doing it.
Yeah, you know the fluorocarbons will get you. And so no with
fibromyalgia.
Fibromyalgia.
Biocancicity.
Mm-hmm. You'll never do that.
Yeah. Biocancicity. Photosynthesis.
Photosynthesis.
Okay, true or false? If you go out with wet hair, you'll catch a cold.
You will.
You will not. That's your mom's bit.
So ridiculous.
I no, say, you won't catch a cold, but you'll get really cold.
You will not catch a cold. Absolutely. No. 100% false.
A wet head helps cold viruses take hold by tightening blood vessels in the nose and making it harder for white blood cells to reach the viruses and fight them off.
My mom was
right.
Mm-hmm. I was wrong? I got to go tell my mom she's right about that?
Better call her now.
If you go outside with wet hair, it increases your chance of getting cold, you guys.
The viruses take hold of the wet hair.
What is a cold, anyway?
It's a cough, it's a runny nose, it's itchy eyes, it's aches and pains, it's a fever.
I know that. Well, it's not always a fever.
Most of the time.
Well, I know the only prescription for a fever is cowbell.
Yeah, that's true.
I do know that. You know that.
You know that.
Swimming after eating can
lead... I got a fever, and the only prescription is more cowbell.
That's right.
That's right.
Swimming after eating will give you cramps and maybe even cause for drowning.
Yes.
Every single mom... told us, do not get in that swimming pool. You just ate a hot dog.
20 minutes.
And you stomp on the cement in your swimsuit, angry at your mom.
Furious.
Furious
at your mom. You can get back in the pool.
Because you want that hot dog. You want to take the hot dog in the pool.
In the pool.
Mm-hmm. If it was up to you. And she says, no, you got to eat that thing. You got to wait. How long did she tell
20,
you to wait?
Right?
20?
Half an hour.
Half an hour.
Yeah.
Ugh, false.
Tell me that's false.
It says it's not exactly true, but it's not completely wrong either. It can lead to I love that. It can lead to a buildup of lactic acid in your muscles, so swimming a few laps too soon after lunch could cause a sudden cramp.
Yeah.
Lactic acid.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Is that the saliva of the alien, the movie Alien?
No, that's you know how your legs will burn when you're sore after you do something, after you go for a run or something?
Yeah.
No.
That's a buildup of lactic acid.
Yeah, I don't know that. I've never experienced it in my life. It means that I would have had to have run somewhere.
Right.
Now, if you said, Mike, you know that thing that happens in your jaw after you've been eating for 4 hours straight?
TMJ, lockjaw. Yeah, I've had that.
I'd be like, oh, yeah. I know that.
This next one, my husband is convinced it's true.
What?
Chocolate gives you pimples.
Oh, I'm convinced of that.
False.
I am convinced that chocolate gives you pimples.
No way.
You know why I think that? Because I'm not much of a sweets guy. I don't really eat sweets. But every time I have, every once in a while, I'll go on kind of a little binge.
See, he's the same.
I'll go on a little binge. Like, I'll have chocolate for about, if I eat chocolate, I'll have it for about 2-3 days in a row.
Whoa.
I'm like that with everything. Chocolate. If I go to a restaurant and I like it, I'll go there 3 days in a row until I get sick of it.
Chocolate steak, chocolate pork chop.
Chocolate everything. Chocolate tamales, obviously.
Weird.
Obviously.
Chocolate chimichangas.
Well, chocolate chimichangas.
Your Mexicanness is what defines you.
Chocolate chinchillas.
Yes.
Chinchillas.
Science says that chocolate bars might trigger an acne flare-up, but it's not the cocoa that's the problem. It's the sugar, the milk, or the gooey fillings.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Gooey fillings.
So it's actually not the cocoa, the chocolate part. It's the sugar that goes in there.
What about the nougat?
The nougat.
Mm. That's a gooey filling.
I love nougat.
It's my favorite.
Is that it?
Yep.
Wow, that was informative, Sienna.
Producer Jay, how do you sleep?
A couple ways. I sometimes on my stomach and most of the time on my side.
Well, I was informed yesterday by my chiro that sleeping on your stomach is a bad
thing.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, it is.
Really?
You don't know that?
No.
Didn't know that.
But I love it, though.
Why is really it bad for your back?
That's how I sleep, on my stomach.
I just recently switched.
Two?
Because of my arm, because of throwing and stuff. It's really been hurting. I used to sleep with the right arm under the pillow and then my head on the right arm, and I can't do it. So now I've been sleeping on my side.
I sleep like an old woman.
How's that?
I sleep on my back with maybe a pillow elevated under my feet.
Oh, I thought you meant with a shawl and knitting hats.
And a kerchief.
And a kerchief. I thought you meant with a bonnet.
In a long
I take my teeth out and put them next to the bed.
I put two pillows, like a V, okay? And the V mouth opens towards my head.
So particular.
I'm very particular.
Yeah. Mouth opens towards your head.
Yeah, okay. So the V, so it's like an upside down V, okay?
Yep.
And I put right arm around and left arm around, okay?
Oxygen.
And then I switch each, I'll switch from one
to the other. You box while you sleep?
No, I'll switch back and forth. Like every 10 minutes, I'll switch.
Oh, that's right. That's not that annoying for Rebecca at all.
No, sure. Not at all.
That's not good for you. You're not getting like.
You're not getting REM sleep.
You're interrupting your sleep.
I heard that it really cuts down on antioxidants in my body when I do it, when I switch.
I sleep on my stomach with both of my arms up around the pillow and one leg like a can opener. You know what I mean?
Out of the blanket?
Lifted up.
That's better.
And tilted.
That would drive me crazy.
But I can't sleep like that anymore because I'm pregnant and it's awful. Oh,
so now you sleep on your side or your back?
Todd got me a maternity, like one of those body pillows for my birthday. And I'm really, it's like great to have, but it's also, it's so big in our bed.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to get used to it.
weird question.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How did Sienna sleep on her stomach?
Oh, I know.
Seriously.
You know what I mean?
Stuff just spilling over the side.
It's called a sports bra.
You slept in a sports bra?
I have like the little like sports bra tank top.
I do too. I mean, don't we all?
Jamie has a picture of me one night. I lost my mind. Apparently, I was sleeping flat.
I love this already.
Flat on my face. She took a picture. Both of my legs, I'm on my stomach, right? Both of my legs are up in the air behind me. And she's like, she went to go to the bathroom or something, and she's like, what the hell is he doing? And both of my legs were up, and she goes,
okay, raise your hand if you thought he was going to say that he had a sports bra on.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to say he had a sports bra on.
Thought that's what he was going to Because I thought you were going to say one night. I thought,
I
you know what?
I lost my mind.
I lost my mind. I put her sports bra on.
And just took the wind right out of my
I thought.
We did not.
All right.
Why the hell would I be wearing a sports bra?
Because we were just talking about wearing sports bra.
Why the hell would you have your feet sticking straight up while you're sleeping?
When we come back, I'm going to tell you what it... Now, this is a particular thing with guys.
Yeah.
This article is about dudes. So when we come back, I'm going to tell you what it says about you. Because your personality does dictate a little bit about how you sleep.
Like Jay's, totally his personality. When he said the two things he does.
Yeah.
Dead on.
So we'll find out about ourselves. Woodsy, how do you sleep?
Now on my side. And I cuddle a pillow because I have nobody to cuddle.
Oh.
You used to sleep.
Get a body pillow.
On your stomach?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what that means when we come back. If your guy sleeps on your back, if your guy sleeps on, we'll tell you who you are next. Broadcasting live from the top of the parking structure. Let's hear it from the M1s that are hanging out here. We got some M1s that are all hanging out. And let me tell you, man, everyone is invited. If you hear me and you are in your car and you have free time, we'd love for you to come out and party with us. Where we are is 1615 Murray Canyon Road. You'll see the big cement parking structure. We're on the top floor. You just get in the elevator. Come up to the top floor, and that's where we have a big tent set up. We have a big stage set up with lights. We've got a canopy. We've got flat screens. We've got couches. We have heaters. We have NBC 739 out here filming right now. We've got all kinds of things happening, and we also have some San Diego State cheerleaders. And you guys just taught them, and when I say them, I mean the rest of the show. I'm talking about Jay and Sienna and Woods and LOB, you taught them a cheer, correct?
Yes, we did.
Now, you guys did that, like, in the lobby of the station?
Yeah, partially in the elevator on the way down.
There you go. Now, in your estimation, how well do you think that they did? Do you think that they picked up on it?
I mean, they're rough at first. They hit their rough spots, but I think they definitely, you know, they're ready for it. They're ready for the performance.
Okay, cool. So what we're going to do is we're going to have them do their cheer. And then when they're done, I'm going to have you guys sort of grade them. I want you to watch each of them. Oh, boy. Oh, wow. Wow, 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 wow. Wow, wow. Are you? Yeah, well, I think you guys are going to do it together, but I want you guys to watch them individually and try to figure out who did the best job.
Sienna's the best.
All right. All right. Are you guys ready? Woods has taken his T-shirt. He's pulled it up to expose his belly, and he's got it tied off in what looks like some sort of a bikini top. And Jay just slapped him as hard as he could in his bare skin. All right, are you guys ready? Here we go.
Ready?
Okay.
S-A-N-D-I-E.
Go, San Diego.
S-A-N-D-I-E.
Go, Red.
All right. Well, it looked like we had, you know, two girls that were really good, and we had two guys that had no idea what was going on. So let's go ahead and talk to the cheerleaders from San Diego State. First of all, before I say anything, I want to apologize for the guys. Lauren and Sienna did a great job, but I'm really sorry about the guys. Woods?
What?
What the hell did you just do?
I was the yell leader, and I forgot the words.
Okay, Jay, come here.
My ear was throbbing, so I forgot the words.
All right, Jay, what was your excuse?
They changed it.
Yes.
They changed it.
They went black more than they were supposed to.
L.O.B.
If it were up to me, I would have gone black more, but the cheer calls for two reds, two one red, black.
One black.
What, sorry?
Two reds, one black.
All right, fine. So, all right, well, let's get the assessment of the judges. What did you think?
I think they did pretty good, but the girls killed it, and the guys were a little slacking, but it's all right.
What were the guys supposed to say? It's Shauna, right? Shauna, what were the guys supposed to say?
Well, the words were supposed to be S-A-N-D-I-E, go San Diego, and then you go on to say, Aztec fans, let's hear it, yell, let's go red.
Yeah,
and they did. I don't think they knew that part.
Yeah, Woods did not say that. He did not say that. What did you think?
Overall, I'll give you guys A-minus. Girls, A for effort, there you go. Girls, yeah, you definitely killed it. Even had the high kicks at the end. Yeah, I didn't see any high kicks out of the guys. Although, I'll give the guys, you know, the wardrobe points because we did have a little bit of a outfit, you know.
I'm guessing here. I'm just going to take a wild guess. That when you guys are done cheering, unlike Woods, you don't start blasting cigs like he is doing right now. I'm guessing that is...
Yeah. He was smoking during the cheer.
I mean, the guy is absolutely ridiculous. He's absolutely ridiculous. Well, girls, thank you for helping us out today.
Thank you.
You did a great job. Thank you very much. Let's hear it for them, please.
Go
S-X! All right, so I need you guys to vamp. Woodsy's going to extinguish.
Wait, let's have them do a cheer for real.
Like yeah. Can you guys do that?
Do a good cheer while they go up.
Can you guys do a good cheer while we go up?
Yeah.
Can you do that? But we need... Okay, we just got to make sure that...
They're like, ever throw us under the bus real quick and make us do things? Sorry, guys.
Woods, hey.
All right, Woods, you're going back with Mike. Okay, girls, are you ready?
Correct.
Like a really... Aztecs, the football team is doing great.
Okay, you guys have to judge us.
Yeah, you guys are killing it this year.
The San Diego State cheerleaders, woo! Real live cheerleaders.
Hey, Jay. All right, whenever you guys are ready, I'll tell the mics up to them.
Wait, we need our ready okay guy.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
He's ready.
He's gone.
He's gone.
Go, San Diego! S-A-N-D-I-E, go! San Diego! Aztec fans, let's hear it! Go! Let's go red! Let's go red! Aztec fans, let's hear it!
I thought there was only one black.
Yeah. I don't really see a difference from what we did and what you guys did.
I can teach you guys some cheers later if you want
to
learn them.
I can teach you some jokes to tell.
What?
I got spirit.
Let's see that cheer one more time that you did upstairs, Sienna.
Oh, yeah. You got to see Sienna's live cheer.
Here we go.
I'm mortified.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, got the what.
Wow. You really need to be here to see that.
Woods! Don't yell, oh my God, in the background during the middle of my cheer, Woods.
Woods is embarrassed for Sienna, but he shouldn't be.
Once in a while.
We're up here vamping real good.
Mike
and Woods are right there.
Woods peed in his pants earlier this morning, in case you missed that.
Yeah.
Let me just point
that
out.
Just a little dribble. Whoa.
And I think he's lost, two challenges already?
He pierced his ear.
He has a pierced ear, which he took out. It was a musical note hanging from his ear.
Looked he got hit good. With a BB. Was that today or was that just every day?
Yeah, that was today.
Okay.
He lost the buzzword game.
Yep, lost the buzzword. Who won that?
He did?
Yeah. Mikey won.
Mikey won.
Why do I feel like that was 4 days ago already?
Yeah. Have you seen the shirt going on here? He's putting a shirt on for every hour.
Oh,
by the time tomorrow, he'll have 28 shirts on.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I get it. I get it.
That's
now.
Amazing.
And speaking of shirts, if you go on the website and donate $50, you get a Mikeython shirt.
Right.
Yes.
And it's MikeyShow.com. The shirts are awesome. I helped design them myself. Jared made them. And have you guys seen them? You like them? Okay, good.
And everything we're doing here today is for Rady's Children's Hospital, their ADI Center, the Autism Discovery Institute. So that's why we're here doing this 28-hour broadcast, to try to raise money for them. So
yes, and our big dinner that we're auctioning off, it starts at $1,500, but the owner of Pamplemousse will be cooking a whole meal at Mikey's house or at your house, whoever wins the bid. Started at $1,500, and we've already gotten the $1,500 bid, so it's going up for four people, wines included, the whole deal, and it's at Mikey's house. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So go to MikeyShow.com. You can make your bids. We have a lot of other stuff up there.
We should thank Jedediah. They actually provided the shirts that we printed up, so there was no charge for them. So all the money's going straight back to children. So
yeah,
they really hooked it up.
And they're one of those like really soft shirts.
Oh, really nice.
You know?
It's stylish, too. We got the 949 logo on the back there.
Yeah. I just found out you can come by here and donate right on site.
Oh, cool.
And pick up your shirt right on site, so you don't have to wait for it to be mailed to you. So.
Yeah,
that's a real
get
nice
here before
feature.
It gets too crazy. Right now we're kind of mellow, although I think we can rile up the crowd here. What do you think, guys?
Yeah! I love you guys.
Oh,
I know they're eating good. Wiener Schnitzel came by.
Oh yeah, so much food.
We had Divine Possibilities, the pasta in a sandwich.
And I wonder why I've gained 10 pounds this year already.
Oh,
the food just keeps coming.
So L.O.B. singing Santa Baby here pretty soon.
Yes, unfortunately.
Are you nervous?
I'm getting a little nervous now that I'm standing on the stage. I'm not sure I know all the words.
Will it make it any better that your boyfriend Matt Carmers will be here, or is it make it even more nerve-wracking?
It probably makes it more nerve-wracking. Yeah, considering I did the first recording of Santa Baby privately in my home, in my bathroom.
And tell us again what you're going to be wearing.
I will have a red satin dress on. I will have long white gloves, high black boots, and a feather boa. Yeah, we're going to have our version of Dave Matthews, a.k.a. Dave Woods Matthews, out here doing a live performance. We're going to have EBW out here singing the blues. Yep. And then at 5 o'clock, we've got a really big surprise from Mike. None of us know what it is. All we know is it's going to be embarrassing for him.
Is it? Or is it? Are you sure he's not turning it around on us?
I don't know. It could be.
It's kind of Mikey's thing.
I'm a little nervous. Well, after the Lord of the Rings necklace, did you guys see the Lord of the Rings necklace yet?
Oh.
All right, guys.
Oh, my gosh. We're going to bring it out. It's the best.
All right.
Yeah. I am back.
Maybe put on the Lord of the Rings necklace, Mike.
You guys hold the fort down here.
You guys hold the fort down. And they're going to come on up. I am in the studio by myself at the present moment because... Woods had to use the restroom. He likes to make me uncomfortable and did make me uncomfortable in the elevator. And I guess that's all I need to say about that. Just hope to never repeat that one. Can't tell you what he said because it's against FCC violation, you know, rules and stuff like that. But I will just say it was a little gross. All right. 570-1949 is our number. Hopefully you are still listening. Hopefully you are going to stay with us. We are raising money for Rady Children's Hospital and their ADI. Just got interviewed by NBC 739. And every time I do that, I feel like I did a absolutely terrible job. But we'll see. Right now, the money that we've raised is just under $2,000. Listen, I really, really hope that we can push this number up. What we're looking for is big donors. We're looking for people that are listening right now that can reach deep into their wallets and donate money for autism and Rady Children's. And the way that you do it is by going to MikeyShow.com. And I don't know what goal we have, really. What I do know is that the odds are against us. You know, the Mikey Show's at a new radio station. We're not at Rock 105 anymore. We're at a new radio station. The odds are against us. But I always root for the underdog. And so I'm hoping you do too. I'm hoping that you go to MikeyShow.com right now and make a big donation. And have a big impact. Be a part of something much bigger than yourself. That's what I'm hoping that you do. Got a lot of really cool items up there right now that you can bid on. And we got a lot of stuff coming up for you. All right. Woods is back up here with me.
Hi.
How you doing, buddy?
Hi.
Here's everyone.
Oh, it's like a sauna in here.
It is so hot,
so hot
in here.
It is so hot in here.
Woo.
This is so hot.
This is so hot, Mike.
AC, someone.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a sauna.
It's nice out here.
All right.
I feel so much better.
Have to take your earring out?
What?
I didn't say what you said. I just said that you said things in the elevator that affected me deeply and that I hope I never hear again. But I didn't say what.
Oh, you didn't? Did you want me?
No.
Oh, I thought you said.
Do not want you to.
I thought you said
was
all right.
Nope.
What happened?
What?
What'd you guys do?
Woods grossed me out in the elevator.
Yeah.
What else was new?
My bit. I went and cleaned house a little bit.
All right. Jay.
Yes, sir.
Jay has a list of the top five hottest women of the decade, according to who?
It Jay was Isbell.
Yes, it was just something I did online.
No. Who do we? It
was Ask Men.
AskMen.com.
That's Ask Men.
I actually have the six. I'll give you the six hottest women of the decade.
You gonna start with number six?
Yep.
Nice.
It was actually a tie. So number five and number six tied. Jessica Biel and Kim Kardashian.
Get and get.
What? Oh,
Jessica
Biel?
She's like a horse.
She looks like a man.
Giddy up.
She does not.
She's like ripped.
Yeah, she's got bigger, better arms than I do.
Yeah.
Never just critical.
Yes.
Number four, Kate Beckinsale.
100. She's beautiful.
Can't tell you what she looks like. Can't tell you what Jessica Biel looks like. Know what Kim Kardashian looks like. Don't know the other two what they look like. Kate Beckinsale, what's she in?
That one surprises me.
Serendipity.
Beautiful.
She was in Click with Adam Sandler.
She was in like an underwater.
Has she been to any MMA fights or anything like that?
No. You'd like
her. Like, I'm surprised she shows up on the hot list because she's like very beautiful.
She's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. She was in that movie with Ben Affleck, Pearl Harbor. Remember that movie, Mike?
Didn't see it.
Weird.
Oh.
Okay. Number three, Beyonce.
Get.
What? What's the matter with Beyonce? Yeah.
Her body's too bootylicious.
Yeah. Kid likes skinnier.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Number two, Jessica Alba.
What?
Played out.
I never thought Jessica Alba was a big deal.
She's played out.
Do not go into the restroom when she's walking.
What? Out. You're crazy, Mike.
I see a little.
I'm not.
Graceful.
And she's not graceful.
Yes, she is.
Not in there.
Have you ever seen, what's that movie, that really, really bad movie?
Oh, boy.
Fantastic Four.
Mm-hmm.
She's in that. She's smoking hot.
Nope. Out.
Okay.
Number one better be who I think it is.
It is.
Okay.
Who do you think?
Megan Fox.
Of course.
I would.
Don't.
Oh, wow.
You're on the radio still.
Are we on the radio? Are we on the air?
Yeah.
For the next.
I mean, she's off. Like.
22.
She's in a different level.
No, she's not.
Like,
You know what I like
Sally about Field. Now there's a girl.
You know what I like about
Betsy
that?
Ross.
Oh, boy. Betsy Ross. I like that Angelina Jolie was not on that
list.
Oh, my God. I'm surprised Jennifer Aniston wasn't on there.
Me, too.
They were in the top 10. They just didn't make the top six.
Who was higher up, Jennifer Aniston or
Jolie.
Angelina?
I think Jolie was
way higher.
Oh, no.
No.
Brad Steeler.
Oh, my God.
Skinny arm haver.
Who?
Jolie. Yeah.
Puffy lip wearer.
Amazing
Jolie.
Lip. Beautiful eyes. Just a little bit crazy, which is
badass.
She
Old Testament printed on your back, Haber.
She ever smile, or is it just always the pouty glare?
You don't worry about it.
She's just
I love it. That's a good
90 look. Children have her. Oh, wow, L.O.B.
She's making the Angelina Jolie face.
Take a picture. Chris is going to come in and take a picture.
That's a good one.
How do you do that? She could do, like, she could imitate people with her face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's great.
It's a gift.
Some people. Mm-hmm. People who have exaggerated features.
Mm-hmm.
Can you do my chins? There you go. Identical Woods.
I did your Woods face.
That's true.
We're going to be watching Waterworld and Dirty Dancing tonight starting at 10. And we make fun of it. Now, Sienna is going to get to go home at 10 because she's got a baby to feed.
Don't be mad at me.
I feel like a cheater.
Well, if you feel that way, it's because you kind of are.
I know. My boobs need to be released, and my pump isn't working.
I'm going to need you to
look at the fun bags on that hose hound.
Let's save the first part of that clip, please.
My boobs need to be released.
I'm going to need you in the trenches.
I feel really bad about it, but the baby, I'm bad, and I let the baby still sleep with me. She's very needs me there.
She can come up here.
Baby needs
her. You know how much I love her. I will hold her for hours. I promise.
Do you know how much of Sienna's next week will be a living hell if she takes that baby out of her routine?
Yes, and when the 28 hours are done, you guys get to go home and sleep.
Fair enough.
I do not get to do
that. That's a good point. I didn't think about that.
And you guys get as much caffeine as you want, and I don't because of
breastfeeding. You don't get to go home and sleep?
No.
You gotta take care of the bubba.
Oh. Moms don't get to do that.
How come you don't have Toddy take care of the baby when you go home?
He does, but I have the boobs, and it's just how it works.
Right. Can't you breastfeed when you're asleep?
And I'm telling you, if I was home and she was there, I can't.
Possums do.
Todd would have to hold Sage there.
Sage you there while you sleep.
I'll hold Sage while you
possums
sleep.
Possums do. Mikey whips out his possum knowledge.
Yeah, yeah. Possums do.
Possums do.
I'm going to need a fact check on
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Weird.
Check.
I want you to leave.
All right. Well, I'm good. It's just for the movies, and I'll be back really early in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't give her a hard time.
Chill.
570-1949 is our number.
I'll miss you.
And you can also text if you want to, 949-MIKEY at gmail.com. So if you want to, you can always do that. Let's see. What do we got?
Hello, Mike.
There are so many people outside.
I know it.
It's
fun, man.
I know.
It's fun going out there. I got to throw the football around with my boys down there. It's so fun.
You know what we need? Face painter.
For what?
Outside.
For out the.
That's like. The,
what is
you
this,
know,
a carnival?
You know that it's a party when there's a face
like a
painter.
balloon shaper and a face painter.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll have a guy guessing weight.
You guys, but that's how you know.
A cotton candy machine.
You know it's a
sort of like
time.
A circus out there.
That's what I mean.
There's a dude with a unicycle.
There's a guy with a unicycle?
No, there is not.
Yes, there is.
Oh, really?
I was up on the elevator with him. It's Danny's buddy.
We need a stilt man?
It's Ryan, yeah.
Really?
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I would enjoy watching people get their faces painted out there.
Yeah.
They would do it.
Would we make their face into like a 9.4 and a 9?
No, we would do...
Paint on a goatee like Mikey?
Yeah.
We will paint on like William Wallace, the blue
red
thing.
And black.
We need a face painter.
Yeah, if there's a face painter in the house.
I mean, other than like a carnival and when you're 7, it's probably the lamest thing that you can do.
I used to paint 100%. Faces at the school fair on the little
you
kids.
You did?
Uh-huh. They weren't very good. They'd be like, I want a rhinoceros, and it would just be like a gray blob.
You did?
Yeah, like a couple years at the school fair.
Did you get paid?
No, I was volunteering.
You know what I just imagined?
What?
Woods painted as an avatar.
Oh, my God. Forget it. Forget it. I have pride. I have pride.
Oh, my gosh.
Forget it.
I just imagine you as like a lion. Like,
100%.
Maybe we could paint a mane on your bald head.
Sienna, you could be a clown.
It's not funny.
That'd be scary. I don't think I'd be able to sit in here if Sienna was painted as a clown.
Hey, guess what, guys?
What?
I've got a face painter on the phone.
Oh, nice.
No.
Yeah. How do you know it's a face painter?
Because she called me up and said, hey, I'm a face painter.
A legit face painter?
Fake face painter bit. M1. Is she here to do the thing with the cars, the parade?
Let's see if she's here.
M1 Nancy, are you a face painter? Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
All right.
Good. I heard you guys want a face painter.
You really paint faces?
You got it. I'd love to come paint your faces.
Can you paint an avatar?
You're not painting my face.
Yes,
but
Oh, come on.
I am not getting my face.
No.
It washes off. It's not like it's permanent.
It doesn't. It's a tattoo, I heard.
With the airbrush, I can use a paint that comes off with soap and water, or I could use an alcohol-based, and it comes off in a couple days.
You're a recovering alcoholic. No. You can't.
Oh, yeah, I'm a recovering alcoholic. I can't do alcohol-based.
Alcohol-based, wouldn't it dry out your skin so bad?
Mm-hmm. And Woods can't do any meth-based paints,
exactly.
Because of his past, so... Bad. Or, yeah, he can't do any horse-based paint, meth-based, coke-based.
I can't do any spider-based paint.
Huffing-based.
Ether-based.
Ether-based.
Whippet-based.
Speedball-based. Whippet-based.
Mushroom-based.
I'm serious. I would have my face painted.
You're a girl.
So what? You're a guy.
And you get to go home and take a shower.
She's also a woman. Yeah. She's a grown-ass woman.
You're a grown-ass woman.
Yeah,
she also gets to go shower. We don't.
Yeah, we don't get to go shower.
You guys, I'm fine. I'll come back wearing the exact same thing I'm wearing. Chill out. I won't shower. I'll do exactly what you guys are doing. I will.
All right, I have a deal. What? I'll make a deal.
What?
We will paint our faces, and I'll do an avatar.
This is so stupid.
We get to wash ours off. She's got to keep hers till she leaves.
I'll do it. I'm in.
I'm in then, too.
You guys.
She's like, you're a monster.
No. Hey,
tit for tit. I mean, tit for tat, Sienna.
Wait,
tit for
whoa. Woods getting out of hand.
Slip over there.
Tit for tat.
Okay. What? Let's negotiate.
All right.
Okay.
Not until I leave.
100.
How long are you guys going to have your face paint on?
5 minutes.
22 minutes.
21 minutes.
I will quadruple what you have.
Oh, in.
So 2 hours, maybe I'll keep mine on.
How long are we doing ours, seriously? We'll have to show...
Half hour.
Okay.
It's so hard to go up and down the down staircase.
No, it's not.
Why don't you use the elevator?
It's one flight.
I'm so tired.
Yeah, give me a piggyback. I love going up there. I think it's
fun. You don't like the stairs?
Do you go up the stairs?
I have to walk a flight of stairs, and by the time I get up there, I'm like...
That's not a full flight, even. That's like a quarter of a flight.
It's like one in a...
Half.
We'll have a car bring you around, sir.
We'll airlift
you in and out.
Wait, Nancy, come in, Nancy. We're doing this.
Okay, I'll be there in a jiff.
All right, thank you.
I love her. Bring your blue paint because Wood's going to be an avatar.
Yeah, lots of blue.
No, just make me I want to be Kiss.
Avatar.
I want to be Paul Stanley.
You can't pick what you're going to be. We pick what each other is.
You're a clown, Sienna.
No, clown.
A clown.
Sad clown.
Sad clown.
No, I don't want
a sad clown.
I don't want to look at a clown.
A hobo. I do. It's scary.
Scary.
What is L.O.B.?
A mouse.
A steak.
No.
L.O.B.'s a steak.
Is that Will?
No.
L.O.B.'s a steak.
No.
Because she doesn't eat meat.
Steak made meat face. Get over here.
How about we make you a dairy cow?
A cow?
A dairy cow.
What's the difference?
I want something on all of us that really, like an avatar is hilarious.
Avatar is funny.
A clown is funny. I would do it. Or like...
I don't want to do stuff on top of my head. I'll do my face.
You should be the clown.
You should be the clown.
Mikey's a lion. You're a lion.
Yeah.
Sure.
You gotta be like the cat. Like
a lion.
Put him on.
I'll be the cowardly lion.
Put him on. I won't gonna do anything bad.
Jay is the scarecrow.
100%. We should do Wizard of Oz real
quick. What's Lauren?
I'm not going to be a
black
steak.
Guy.
Yeah.
Black guy.
You cannot blackface me.
That's politically incorrect.
Al Jolson.
It's politically incorrect.
It is?
Yes.
Minstrel shows.
Lord should be like a seahorse.
Seahorse. A seahorse.
Well, we got to see what she can do.
Yeah.
She may get up here and be terrible.
A seahorse, it's a difficult thing to paint. I think.
How long
Sienna
is this
should be
take?
A black cat because she's scared of black cats.
Yeah.
I would be a black cat over a cat.
Oh, yeah.
You're a clown.
You
gotta be a clown. You said we
fine,
get to pick.
Fine.
What am I?
I want to be kissed. You're a lion. You're a lion.
I'm not lying about anything. I'll do it.
Really?
You're an avatar. And Lauren.
Sorry, I got distracted by Wilson Phillips on the TV.
Lauren will be a piece of bacon.
No, I'm not being... You guys don't get to be
pork
real
chop.
Things, and I'm a meat face.
Pork
I already
chop.
Wore a meat suit.
Yeah, you did. Pork chop.
No, I'm not being a piece of
How
meat.
How good would a pork
I
chop
I want
taste?
You to be a veal cutlet.
No.
I want you to be a wiener.
Like a wiener dog?
No,
no,
like a hot dog.
Like a wiener?
How do you make someone a hot dog face?
I want a piece of steak just on her face.
Yeah.
Just paint it on there.
No.
Okay. What about a chicken breast?
Why don't I get to be an object, like an animate object, like you guys are?
Let's make her a rooster.
Yeah.
She has the tattoo.
You guys said I was a bird, like bird, mouse, clown.
She is a bird, isn't she?
Yeah. We'll paint you into a bird
there,
of prey.
She's a bird. I'm a clown.
Rebecca's
Laugh
a mouse.
It up.
Yeah. Make you into a bird of prey.
I don't care.
You're a mouse.
Yeah.
Right? Wasn't, didn't we
yeah,
agree?
Yeah, do you want to get your face painted?
100.
No, we're not making
How about, like, get it painted like Pan's Labyrinth?
Rebecca does not need to get her face painted. She's here for support. We've already destroyed her,
have,
the
like,
Lord of the Rings necklace.
Did you take your strip tease, strip tease, strip?
Say it.
Pole dancing.
Pole dancing class?
I did.
You did?
Yeah.
You didn't even tell us.
No. Well, I was sick. It was the night before.
You took a pole dancing class when you were sick?
I didn't know I was sick. I was like getting kind of achy and scratchy throat, but I thought it was like, because you and I were riffing doing EBW that day.
Yeah.
When my throat was like really hurting, I was like, it's just from the stupid EBW. But yeah, I took the class. It was so embarrassing because...
It was all guys and you?
No, it was only a couple women and me, but the girl that teaches it is an actual...
Stripper.
You know, exotic dancer.
Mm. I'll go with you.
Yeah. And she's, like, got the moves down. She's all sexy, and I couldn't have been more, like, stiff, like, pop and lock trying
now,
to do this stuff.
When you finish the course, will they place you? Or do you, how does it work?
No, it's for fitness. I'll tell you what. I thought I had like muscle atrophy from, because when I was sick, I was laid up for like 5 days and I was like, I called my doctor and I was like, I think I have muscle atrophy.
Yeah.
But
you and Mikey are so similar.
How did you not tell us any of this?
I thought I was like, I was like, oh my gosh, I must have meningitis because my whole entire body.
I have AIDS and cancer.
She has a cold.
Oh,
but I had
my
bronchitis,
God.
Oh,
bronchitis,
but I thought it was a side effect of it. But no, it was from the pole dancing. My whole body was stiff because I did this really strong workout, and then I just laid around and didn't do anything.
Did you actually go to a doctor?
No, I called her.
You called the doctor?
Well, okay.
Did you get her on the phone, or does she just know, take a message?
I went to the doctor, and she was like, you have bronchitis. It just has to work its way out. Like, if you want, I can write you a fake bit and give you an... She said, she was like, I can give you an antibiotic prescription so that people at your work don't start like yelling at you for coming back. And I was like, I'm not going to take an antibiotic if I don't need it. And she's
my God. Just do what you're told.
She said, don't take it. It's not going to do anything. But if it makes them feel better, because I was like, everyone's giving me a hard
she's
time.
She's going to work with this total jerk slave driver.
No, but she said,
Himmler.
She said, if you have any other problems or your symptoms worsen, just call me. You don't have to come in. So I called her. But
pleading for my eyes.
But I did get one thing. I got like a gold star for the first pole dancing move, the starter move. Because we did a lot of like lead up dancing where I was so
did you feel
awkward.
Foolish?
Oh, I felt like an idiot.
How many people?
There was only like 5 people in the class.
All girls.
All girls.
Your
all
age?
Hot?
Yeah.
And your age?
Some of them were a little bit older. But you had to like put your hair up and try to
be
like...
Oh, creeps.
Yeah,
oh,
I know.
A bunch of creeps in there.
I was so awkward.
Jay just stand outside the window.
Yeah. Putting his hands up against the window looking in.
It was rather steamy in there.
I don't have to have the cameras put in there, so it's all cool.
You guys need grease for the pole?
I think I know how you got sick.
Oil.
From the pole?
Yeah.
No.
The stripper bacteria. All over you.
Yeah, you wiped it. You had to wipe down your own pole when you got in there.
That's
it's hygiene, LOB.
It's always good to do it.
It was even a hand gesture.
Yeah,
that.
You have to wipe down the pole.
Which handyman caught him doing that?
Maybe be clever about it.
That was clever.
That was clever.
Jay's face.
What handyman cut him mess man?
I didn't say that.
After Jay says those things, he just smiles all big like, you can't get mad at me.
He's him. He's him.
Yeah. He's to me, it looked like a leprechaun.
He's that guy.
But she told me the first move is called the fireman's pole. Mm. And you go up, one leg sweep and down. I got it. I'm good.
Yep. Why did you want to take it?
Because I watched like Carmen Electra and people and like Fergie, they do those kinds of things and they're in phenomenal shape. And
it's good.
Maybe they work out.
Well, that's a workout, but it's like part of working out is people are like, oh, it's a beating. But if you can find something that's fun also, you're like, oh, I don't even feel like I'm.
Is that fun?
It was really
fun. Was it fun? Because would you do the moves for Matt?
No. Okay. The beginning moves were clearly like on stage stuff that I'm never going to use, but the pole part was really fun.
Maybe you do some out there later.
Yeah, maybe we, you know, play some Motley Crue and you just have fun.
And now on the main stage, let's give her a big Texas hell yeah, L.O.B.
Not a chance. I was sore for days. I'm not equipped for that.
570-1949 is our number.
That's great.
She's taking all kinds of classes though.
Yeah, I do. I like to broaden my horizons.
Matt's a happy man.
Take an art class?
Yeah, I think that's the next one I'm going to take.
Yeah. Fascinating.
KBZT San Diego. You're listening to the Mikey Thon for Rady Children's Hospital on FM 94.9.
The following takes place between 12 p.m. and 1 p.m.
Nice.
This used to be a typical air shift back in the day.
Really?
6 hours, yeah.
Oh, did not know that.
Yeah.
Really?
That's what, like when you started?
Yeah, midnight to 6.
Oh, wow.
Pumpers have to pump?
Yep.
Now, was this morning guy 6 to noon?
No, morning guy was 6 to 10.
Oh, was he?
Yeah. But then after that, it'd be like 10 to 4. They do long 6-hour shifts.
Ooh.
Yeah. Let's see.
We have days where I wouldn't mind rolling a little longer. Then we have days where I would like to leave it too.
Well, if I take my... I do, actually, my drawing class starts at 12 on Mondays.
Really?
Yeah, so you guys are going to have to let me.
Well, we'll go to lunch right away.
Yep.
Yeah.
What are you going to draw?
Cool with it? They have like the figure drawing classes. They said, the lady said that those are usually the best ones.
Cause finger drawing?
Figure. They have like a nude model come in there. Like a live person sits in there.
If you're going to draw, what sort of pervert classes do you go to?
It's really good. No.
So let me get this straight. She takes a pole dancing class, and then she's like, where else can I? Where else?
Is there no Kama Sutra this quarter?
Yeah. I called
models?
I called. She said it's best to try to draw something that's in front of you.
Yep.
And we can't just be in front of like the mountains and stuff. And the human body, like drawing is all about starting with shapes, like a long circle and then a wide circle. And then you start filling in the details.
It's that perverted. I've actually done it.
You've drawn?
Of course he's taking the class.
No. I was the model.
You the nude?
I was the nude.
BS. I'm calling BS.
Why does that shock you, Wood?
You were the nude?
It was very tasteful. It was a photography. It was a photography.
Yeah, the guy owned Hustler magazine.
No,
was cool.
It wasn't. It wasn't like that at all.
Did you look like Kate in Titanic?
No, they try to cover up the...
Yeah, it was... I mean, I had like a toga thing that would kind of drape across. But it was mostly they shot from behind because there was a lot of angles in the body.
Right.
So you would lay on the couch with grapes? Is that the deal?
No, it was most times standing or with a stool.
He had like a wreath made of ivy on his head.
Was your wiener out?
Yeah, it was out, but you couldn't see it. You couldn't see it. Yeah,
why couldn't you?
Because
it's tiny.
No, it was giant.
You do like the tuck.
Yeah, no. I was like
what?
This.
Wait, not the full tuck.
I was like this. If you look over here at me now, look. I was like this. So you're kind of seeing the... You're seeing this part of my body like this, my body.
I would take my kimono off. What I would do is I'd stand up in front of the...
No way.
Yeah.
Not like a full-on...
It looked like this. It was kind of like this. It was like, oh. Kind of tape across.
Look at him.
Oh. So somewhere in somebody's garage, somewhere in Texas, there's a picture of your nude body.
Yeah, it's sold for $5 at a garage sale.
Oh, wow. They're not just giving
somewhere
that away.
Somewhere in Austin right now.
Oh, my God.
It's in the governor's mansion.
No. It's